On the show today, we have California Coast Credit Union's President and CEO Todd Lane talking about the living wage, so check it out. But anyway, hey, we're talking about the living wage that you guys, it's kind of like a pay philosophy more than a pay scale at California Coast. And but for those who are not too up on what living wage, what you mean by living wage, can you tell us what exactly it means?
Well, Mike, our credit union is based in San Diego, and San Diego is a pretty expensive place to live. And yeah. And we have branches throughout this county as well as Riverside County. And the living wage really, it's a calculation, it's math. And basically, it tells you what it costs for an individual or a couple with a kid, et cetera, what it costs to live in San Diego, to pay for all of the things that we normally pay for in terms of housing and food and transportation, those sorts of things. And it, of course, varies from county to county. And it's quite expensive in San Diego. So
yeah, Southern California living.
Absolutely. I mean, there's certainly some benefits, great weather, but it is a very expensive place to live. And so the living wage is, like I said, it's math, it's a calculation. Mm-hmm. And MIT actually publishes the living wage. Oh. So we go out and we look at it and see what the living wage is in the areas that we operate. And then we want to make sure that our employees are, close to or above that living wage. Because, again, it's very, very expensive to live in San Diego. And we want our employees to be very comfortable and not have to go on public assistance and those sorts of things.
Yeah.
So it's important to us.
Now, this is a really timely topic because of what just occurred in California with the minimum wage, with Governor Jerry Brown passing the minimum wage to $15. I mean, although that's a gradual increase over the next few years, but how does that impact your credit union?
Well, that actually drove this discussion at our credit union. We were in our planning session last year, and there was talk at that time, Mike, of actually the San Diego City Council was looking at minimum wage in San Diego, and we were aware of that, and we had heard some numbers. We hadn't heard anything from the state at that time, but it was the topic that drove us to discuss how we compared to what perhaps the new minimum wage was going to be and what it would cost a credit union, but also the topic of living wages crept into our discussion to make sure that we were paying indeed a living wage in San Diego County and Riverside County. So, it's just the right thing to do. Yeah. We want to make sure that our employees are adequately compensated. And so it was just a dialogue with our board.
Mm-hmm. And obviously they're on board with it. So,
yeah. And during that time, Mike, we were also looking at our compensation system. So we were using a vendor to help us with our compensation system.
Okay.
We have some 68 positions at the credit union, different job descriptions, and it's quite expensive to administer compensation to make sure that you have the right salary ranges for each of those positions. Mm-hmm. And that based upon one's performance, where they fall in that salary range. So at that same time, and this was kind of the first step in the process, we were looking at our compensation system to make sure it was good and that it was giving us market compensation for all the positions that we have. And it just so happens that we switched. We moved from one vendor to another that we thought was better, that was going to give us more relevant market information. Other credit unions are using it as well, so that's good because a lot of times we compete for the same employees.
Sure.
So that was really our first step in the process, and we completed that late last year. We chose a system called CompEase. We gave them all of our position descriptions, and we basically went through and regraded all of them.
Oh, wow.
And what came out of that, Mike, was we had to adjust the salaries of many employees. Mm-hmm. We had, in our first sort of effort, we adjusted 72 employees to a new range that came out of this new vendor system that we had just purchased. Mm-hmm. And then after we adjusted those 72, they had fallen outside of the range. And again, we had switched providers, so they were in the range on the old system, but not the new system. So okay. We had to adjust those 72 employees, and of course, they were very happy. And then we went through the process of looking at our high performers and to see where they fell within the range, because the high performers really need to be at the midpoint pretty quickly these days. That's really the expectation in this tight labor market. Mm-hmm. And so we had to make another group of adjustments to those high performers to make sure that they were adequately compensated. So that was kind of our first and second step in the process. Okay. Then once we did that, once we implemented the new system, we said, how does that compare to San Diego's living wage and Riverside County's living wage? Mm-hmm. And so to give you some of the data, Mike, San Diego's living wage for an adult, one adult, so this assumes that they don't have a child,
right,
or a spouse, is $12.72 an hour. Mm-hmm. Pretty expensive.
Mm-hmm.
You compare that to Riverside County, and we have four branches up in the Riverside area, it's $11.59. So pretty big difference, over more than a dollar an hour, yeah, difference. And so we said, okay, this is the living wage in those two counties. How do we compare? And so that was really step two of the process. Mm-hmm. And then we provided that information to our board, and we dialogued with our board about, you know, where we should be in comparison to that living wage. Mm-hmm. So in our case, the entry-level position for a brand-new teller with very minimal experience was not at that living wage. It was an entry-level position. We pay, almost $12 an hour for that entry-level position. But most of these positions are part-time in nature. I think there's 47 employees that fell into that category. And keep in mind, we have close to 500 employees, but 47 were entry level employees, brand new tellers with little to no experience. Uh-huh. And they're being paid close to $12 an hour. So slightly below San Diego's living wage.
Right.
So then the next step of the process was, okay, once they move out of that entry-level position, and our process is that they move out of that between 6 and 12 months into their new entry-level position, mm-hmm, what are they paid? Mm-hmm. And in every situation, every case, they're paid more than the living wage. And so for us, that provided great comfort that our compensation system for all but those brand new entry-level employees would eventually, very quickly, 6 to 12 months, move into a wage that was above,
okay,
the living wage.
Right.
And so that's important. And for us, we need to keep an eye on that, be very mindful of what that living wage is, because it will change over time.
Oh yeah, definitely, definitely. And yeah, what caught my attention, I mean, I first saw the story on Callahan's, and you were featured in there by our friend Mark Rapport, and then in the story you say this is more of a philosophy than just kind of a pay grade. Can you expand on this a little bit?
Yeah, well, it goes back to really what the living wage is. We understand how expensive it is to live in San Diego and Southern California, and it's very different perhaps than the central part of the state. Mm-hmm. Well, it's not perhaps. It really is very different than,
yeah,
the central part of the state.
Yeah.
And even an hour or two north of San Diego, it's less expensive to live, primarily because of the housing costs. But we want to really take that burden away from our employees. We want to make sure that they're paid a wage that they can live in San Diego mm-hmm. comfortably.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not have to live in their parents' basement or, you know, or do things that perhaps we wouldn't want them to do. Go on public assistance as an example. The other thing, Mike, is, you know, it's a very competitive market. In San Diego, the unemployment rate is 4.7%.
We're competing
with the In-N-Out Burgers of the world the fast food industry. Yeah. And some of them are paying close to $12 an hour, too. And so, you know, it's a competitive thing. So mm-hmm. that's all part of our philosophy mm-hmm. is to be competitive, to make sure that our employees are paid a living wage. And it's just the right thing to do.
Yeah, definitely. And you also, I think the other side of the coin is that you want to attract top quality people too. And I think exceeding that living wage or being at the living wage really helps that in that area.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You get a reputation in the community.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you're paying the bare minimum, the minimum wage in California is $10 an hour. And, January 1st of next year, it's going to go to $10.50 an hour. I think certainly many for an entry-level position, their philosophy would be to pay the least possible. Problem is, employees can't live on $10 an hour mm-hmm. in San Diego County.
Right.
Perhaps they could in another county, but not in San Diego County.
Right.
So that living wage adds that element of what it costs to live locally.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. All right. Let's look at the bigger picture here. It's like, how do you see it benefiting California coast? And once we cover the benefits, I mean, what goals do you have for this, for the living wage?
Well, you know, compensation is always an issue. When you do an employee engagement survey, compensation always comes up as, you know, you always have a group of employees that, you know, don't care for their compensation or think that perhaps we're not paying them enough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our philosophy is, you know, to pay them appropriately for the position that they're in and their performance.
Mm-hmm.
Again, keeping these other things in mind. I said earlier, we have to be mindful of the living wage. We share that philosophy with our employees. And so for us, it provides some comfort to our employees that we have a process in place
mm-hmm.
and we're very mindful of their expenses when they go home. And so I think it for us, it provides a more engaged employee.
Yep.
And then
yep.
kind of what you referred to earlier, you get a reputation.
Yep.
And I think we have a pretty good reputation in the community. We have young folks that want to come to work at California Coast in those entry-level positions because they see a path. You know, they see a path to making more money mm-hmm. and being able to live comfortably in the community that they choose to live in.
Yep.
You know, San Diego has the second largest population of millennials in the country. And
what?
It's because...
Really?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I think we're the eighth largest city, but we have the second largest population of millennials. And it's because they come to college here, Mike,
yep.
and they graduate and they don't want to leave.
I know.
And you can't blame them.
I know.
Right? You know, the beaches, the weather, all that good stuff. And so because of that, the cost of like housing gets very expensive. And because there's too little housing here in San Diego.
Big demand.
So those are things that we need to understand as an employer because our employees are dealing with this on a daily basis, and we just don't want that burden on them outside of the office.
Exactly. And you want to keep them too, you know, you want to keep those employees and provide them with a path to success at your credit union.
Absolutely. And that's why I mentioned the high performers. Those are a group of employees, and we base high performance. And we'd love everybody, by the way, to be a high performer.
Yeah.
That's our objective.
Yeah.
But we look at our performance evaluations across the organization. And I'm talking our executive management and HR. We look at it across the organization, and those that are high performers, as indicated by their performance evaluation, and then we see a bright future for, we pay well because we want to keep them here. We've invested a lot in them, and we're still a small organization by many measurements, even though we're a $2 billion credit union. We have some large employers here in San Diego County that steal them in a heartbeat. Mm-hmm. So the wages and compensation are just a big part of that philosophy of keeping the good ones and training up the ones that are perhaps mediocre or need that extra little help. Again, taking compensation sort of off the table so they don't have to worry about it.
Exactly.
They know that we have a process in place to take care of them.
Yep, indeed. All right, wrap-up question for you, sir, here. What advice do you have for other credit unions considering something similar? Because I know, California Coast is not alone in this. I'm sure there's credit unions across the country that are doing the same thing. But what advice do you have for credit unions who want to embark on something similar?
Well, I think you need to begin the dialogue. That's where we started.
Yeah.
You need to be aware of this dynamic going on in our environment, and wages and compensation are so critical. So I think that awareness and beginning that dialogue is important. You don't have to have the same philosophy necessarily as we do, mm-hmm. but I think the other thing, Mike, that I didn't touch upon is, we always think of, wow, this is going to drive up our cost. And it does. Our expenses perhaps are, creep up a bit because of this sort of thing.
Right.
But it's the right thing for the employees. And the members really embrace this.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Our board has embraced it. And the membership want to have employees that they deal with through the call center or in the branches or in the back office that are adequately compensated, that can live and that stay at the organization, that we have a lot of long tenured employees,
mm-hmm.
and there is a real big member benefit to this as well that they see and they feel all the time. And so but you have to balance that increase of expenses with the member impact,
mm-hmm.
and so for us, we've managed to strike that right balance, and we're good today, Mike, but we may not be good 6 months or a year from now. So we constantly look at this. And so that,
yeah.
I would tell credit unions, this isn't something you just do once a year and then you put on the shelf, or once every 3 or 4 years, which some credit unions do. You got to attend to it every 6 months, all the time.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And our board simply, this is part of their nature, what they like to look at. They want to make sure our employees are taken care of. So they are very much in tune to this and, hold us accountable to make sure we're doing the right thing.
Yeah, no doubt.
I wouldn't let it just reside with the personnel committee. A lot of credit unions have personnel committees.
Mm-hmm.
It's our entire board. And they're educators, or retired educators primarily,
mm-hmm.
And they come from industry around San Diego. So I think in their work or prior work, they were very in tune with wages.
Exactly. Yeah. They know. Yeah, indeed. For me, what it boils down to is happy employees equal happy members, which is good for business.
Absolutely. We'd like to think so.
Yeah, exactly.